We're here at Braes Field, and we're joined today by a guy that knows his field so well, Alan Rossi. And you take a look at those 12 years, you have seen a lot happen, a lot of baseball here.
Definitely. You know, just a great part of my life was coaching baseball here. I have so many great memories and got to meet so many young men that I've watched go on and be successful in life. And I think that's my proudest thing, is just to see, you know, my ex-players be cops and doctors and be real successful in the community. And so, I mean, I have memories here, like you said, your memory. I have so many positive memories that from my time when I was coaching here.
Well, as we look beyond the baseball diamond, we look to the left, and that used to be a softball field, but it's changing.
It is. They're going to be building an assisted living complex there, and so what I figure is when I get old enough, I'll still be able to watch Braves games.
From your room.
From my room.
Well, we have Will Natuzzi, the second baseman, leading it off. He is a junior at Justin Siena, looking for his first hit of the season, and he takes on the outside corner a called strike one.
Yeah, that's the longer you go on the season, the longer you don't get hit, the more pressure that hits. You just want to get off the schneid there.
Sebastian Bond is on deck. There's the breaking pitch. It stayed up a little high there to Natuzzi. He's 0 for 15 as he comes into this game.
I bet you if he gets a hit, I bet you the dugout goes crazy. Because everybody always knows.
Here's the pitch, breaking pitch that broke over that time. Similar to the other pitch that didn't quite get over the plate, that one did.
I tell you, I like Moylan. I like the way he throws. I tell you, he throws pretty well and got a great breaking pitch.
But Moylan, no record yet this year. Here's his delivery outside, and but Natuzzi was able to just hold up.
Yeah.
He had a notion, looked at it, and kind of stretched out, but pulled the back and didn't make the swing.
Tell you, the outfielders are not respecting Natuzzi, that's for sure. They're pretty shallow.
Yeah, they are. They're very shallow. Here is the ball hit foul on the 2-2 delivery. Leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the third inning, Will Natuzzi. The junior has worked the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody out here with the right-hander Connor Moylan, a junior at San Marin. Pitches down low. That runs the count full. Of course, Natuzzi would like to get on base any way he can, be it a walk or a hit. He's got some speed if he gets on the bases.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to see him break out.
Moylan rocks, and here's the full count delivery. Swing and a miss. Well, Moylan has had 2 strikeouts in each of the first 2 innings and records the first strikeout in this inning. And interesting that all 5 of his strikeouts have been of the swinging variety.
Yeah, definitely.
So they're out there taking their
cuts. They are.
They're not being called out on strikes. Sebastian Bond.
Sebastian Bond batting 261 on the year. It's pretty good for a 9-hitter.
Yeah, he's a sophomore. And the pitch comes into him. Swing and a miss. Bond came in as a catcher in the top half of this inning. He steps out of the box momentarily, swings the bat around a little bit, now gets back in there. As the delivery comes into him, he hits the ball in the infield on the right side. Second baseman going over, right fielder coming in. Right fielder getting there, getting under it, and called off the second baseman and makes the put out. Bo McAndrew out in right field.
Ball carried a little bit.
Yeah.
In the infield.
Yeah, it looked like the second baseman right at first.
Yeah. And that's the place we used to really stress in BP that is really we called it the jet stream. And if we could get it in there, just the ball really carried. And so
it looks like the wind has shifted now, blowing from left toward right.
Yeah, and that's normally the wind out here.
And the ball is hit back to the pitcher. He grabs it on the fly as Asher Sutter just lines it back to the pitcher. So a 1-2-3 inning for Connor Moylan, as he's got a 1-hitter going as we'll go into the fourth inning, where it is San Marin 0, Justin Siena 0. Well, we go into the top half of the fourth inning. Coming into this game, Justin Siena was batting at 246 And San Marin, they were listed at just 245. I can't believe that.
Yeah, they're pretty evenly matched when you're watching them. You know, it doesn't look like that either one of them is above the other one, and it's the reason why we're 0-0 going to the top of the fourth inning.
And it's Christian Peterson to lead off with Wyatt Hill and Willie Cesarola to follow in this top half of the fourth inning. Now, in the MCAL, they do not allow a 10-run rule to apply.
No, I hate that. You know, just we talked about the last time that, you know, if I'm down 10 runs after five innings, I want to go home. I've gotten beat up. I want to go home. So, yeah. But unfortunately, it's not going to change. But, you know, after this year, Justin Sandin doesn't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. Peterson, right-handed batter. The first pitch to him is hit foul down to the coach's box. Jamie Vitone dropped it.
Yeah, hit him in a bad spot.
E-coach.
Yeah, hit him in a bad spot, right in the hands.
Right.
You know.
Well, Alan, remember we were here broadcasting last game, that ball that got stuck up in the webbing there.
It's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah. I didn't have time to climb up there and get it down.
Here's the pitch taken for a ball. Toby Hilliard in the relief of Tommy Lopez, who worked 2 1/3 innings.
Yeah, Christian Peterson's only batting 172 on the year, so definitely somebody you want to challenge.
And they pitched down a little low to him. Two balls, one strike. Leadoff batter Christian Peterson flied out to the right fielder Noah Young back in the first inning for the third out. He did so with the bases loaded. And the pitch to him sit right back up the middle. Shortstop coming in, charges it, picks it up over to first. Good play. He got him as Sutter made a good play there.
He did. Of course, our listeners can't see the play, but that was actually a fine play. Sutter coming in on the run.
On a slowly hit ball.
Slowly hit ball right before second base, and with one all in one motion, field and throw it at the same time. And so very smooth.
Wyatt Hill flied out to the center fielder leading off the second inning is the batter now for the Mustangs. The right-hander watches strike one. Came right down the groove by Toby Hilliard.
Wyatt's batting 125 on the year.
And the next pitch, that was the fast one. That one just missed. So we have Sebastian Bond behind the plate. The battery of Hilliard and Bond, not the same battery that we started out with. Pitch on the inside now, 2-1 the count. Wyatt Hill, a senior, plays left field defensively for the Mustangs coming out of Novato at San Marin High. Pitch is hit foul down to the third base coach, and Jamie Vitone just lets that one go.
He's having a tough day down there.
He has, yeah.
Coaching box, you know,
yeah, so. He decided after the E on the last one hit to him, he would let that one just go by him.
Yeah, if I get a little time after the game, I might go give Jamie.
That'd be good. Give him some pointers
there. Yeah,
I'm
going to give him a few pointers.
And the pitch outside, you know, he had a notion he was leaning for there. They checked to see if there was a swingy, checking with the base umpire. He signaled no swing.
I used to always tell the kids I'm the best defensive coach in the league. So,
well, the count goes full, though, at 3-2 to Wyatt Hill. And he swings and misses, and a strikeout there for Hilliard.
That's a good pitch. It was down at the knees, and not a whole lot that Hill could do with that.
That's the first strikeout recorded by the Braves pitching this afternoon. While the Braves have struck out five times. The batter now is Willie Cesarola, third baseman. Up high, ball one. Nobody on, two down here in the top half of the fourth inning. Score is 0-0, San Marin at Justin Siena in Napa, California. Pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes. What's Cesarola batting?
He's batting 128. So, you get down towards the bottom of the order.
The pitch to him is hit down to the third baseman. Oh, nice job by Curley on fielding over to first in time.
Nice place by Curley. That actually ran up his arm a little bit.
Yeah. So that was a nice defensive play there in a 1-2-3 inning for the Mustangs there in the top half of the fourth inning. We go into the bottom half of the fourth inning. Dunkel, Curley, and Horn scheduled up for the Braves, and it's still 0-0. Well, the Braves trying to put something together from the offensive side of the ledger now as there are 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up.
That's yeah, definitely. You know, if you're going to get something started, and this is the part of the order, especially with Dunkel leading off. He seems like he's their most consistent, solid hitter. So hopefully he can get something going for the Braves.
Yeah, he and Curley are both a few hits, and they'd be there at the 300 mark.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Dunkel flied out to the center fielder in the first inning. Curley, who's up second in this half of the fourth inning, struck out his first time up. And then Horn, who shifted from catching to go out to center field, is scheduled up third in the inning. Dunkel is a left-handed batter, as we mentioned earlier, just a sophomore. A lot of good sports knowledge for Nolan as the first pitch is on the way, and he takes it on the outside corner, a called strike one.
That looked a little outside to me, but.
Connor Moylan so far has allowed just one hit, no walks. And his pitch outside. Doing a nice job out there considering he did not have a record and had only pitched 7 innings out of their.
He's got good stuff.
Yeah. They had played 15 games. Here's the pitch. The ball is hit out in center field. A base hit for Dunkel. That's their second hit in the game for the Braves. A leadoff single. And Curley, who struck out, ending the first inning coming up now.
Yeah, it was a good job by Dunkel not to do too much with that. Just go right back up the middle. Got speed on the bases now.
Yeah, and their second hit in the ball game. Scoreless game thus far. Here's the righty. Curley, a junior. Moylan, the pitcher. Checks the runner, taking a short lead off of first. Looks in, kicks the left leg. The bunted ball down the third baseline. Third baseman picks up the bare hand. His throw over to first, and he's safe.
Oh, yeah, it was it was a great bunt by Curley, and, you know, that's why you do it. You know, third baseman panicked a little bit. I don't think he needed to come in and bare hand that. I think he had plenty of time to field that and throw. But
he had an arch on
the throw. And it was just once he did that, there was no way they were going to throw Curley out. So, you know, I used to do if I was in this situation, I'd always do it again. Okay, let's see if they can field it this time. So keep the pressure on the defense. I think that's a great call by Jeremy, especially in a 0-0 game and leadoff guy on, bunt him to second. Next thing you know, it works. And not only do you have a runner second, you have a runner first and nobody out.
Well, that caused some concern for Jamie Pitone as the coach for the San Marin Mustangs has asked for a timeout and has come out, has gone to the mound. He's joined there by the other infielders, Christian Peterson, Matt Zovoy, Jason Bernardi, Willie Chesterolo, all coming out there. And the catcher, Jake Schmidt, was out there too. Now they're all going back to their respective positions.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if he'll bunt Horn here. It's tough with your four-hitter. So you want your four-hitter to swing.
John Horn, 6'1", junior, had a base hit in the second inning leading off. Got as far as second base. There's a pickoff play. His shortstop cut in behind Dunkel, but Dunkel is able to get that right foot back on the bag in time.
I'm surprised. I know that the first baseman's playing in for a bunt, but what I'm surprised is the outfield, Ira. The outfield is not deep, and you got the four hitter up. I think that's a mistake.
Yeah, particularly if you can get over that left fielder's head there, get some extra bases in that second.
So what he's doing here, Ira, he's doing this because they want to try to read the batter's hands. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to pick the second base to see if the batter tips his hand and squares, and Horn has not done that.
Third baseman is playing in. Pitch is on the inside, taken there by Horn for ball one.
Yeah, so Horn didn't show bunt, so that what it does is it tips your defense. You know, if he squares, then you know that the bunt's on. You can call plays and do things like that. So,
pitcher Connor Moylan looks in. checks the runner off second. The shortstop breaks behind him. No throw this time. Delivers to the plate. The ball is popped out of play.
That might be your car, Ira.
Let's hope not there.
We got a 1-1 count.
The Braves' Lopez on deck. So runners at first and second and nobody out here in the fourth inning. Horn at the plate, one ball and one strike to him. Moylan, the right-hander, checks the runner again and now delivers to home plate outside. Nice stop by Jake Schmidt behind the plate on that. While the score is 0-0, this is the first real opportunity the Braves have had.
Definitely, it doesn't get better than this. You got first and second, nobody out, and your four-hitter up.
The Mustangs have had two innings where they have threatened, had the bases loaded and one out in the first, had runners at first and second and one out in the third. There, the pitcher steps off the mound, and that sends Dunkel back to the bag at second base. Now the pitcher back, toes the rubber, looks in, and his delivery sent out to center field. That's going to be in there for a base hit. That's going to load him up, as stopping at third base was Dunkel. His coach Jeremy Tayson held him up right at third. It's a good thing, too, because Josh Franks was playing a shallow center field and could have cut down the runner had he tried to score. In fact, I was wondering if Curley was going to be able to make it to second base at that. The center fielder was playing so shallow.
Yeah, you know, with nobody out, you definitely don't want to make that first out at home plate. And, you know, by the time that Dunkel reached third, the ball was already on its way back into the infield. So.
Tommy Lopez, who started out as a pitcher in this game, he's a right-handed batter. Bases loaded, nobody out, infield playing in, outfield playing in. And the pitch is hit foul. It'll go out of play to the left. Left fielder, though, is giving pursuit. Going over there, but it's just out of his reach over by the Justin Siena bullpen. Will they have some activity?
Yeah, and, you know, in those situations, every runner should be tagging, because if it falls, it's foul ball. So, really, you can't do anything, so why not stand on the base, and you never know. You might be able to advance the base if the guy catches it.
Lopez at the plate. No balls, one strike. And the pitch, the ball is hit toward right field. Right fielder going over, getting under it, making it. Runner at third tags up. Here comes Dunkel. Here comes the throw. There goes the runner from second to third. He is tagged out there. Coming in to score is Dunkel, as Curley was tagged out going into third base on the fly ball, the sacrifice fly by Lopez, driving in the first run of the ball game. And on the play...
Yeah, you know, nice play by the catcher on that one. And I know Jeremy was happy with the guy tagging, went to third. I just never like to see two outs on one play.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have been happy with the results of that. But, you know, it Lopez did a great job by hitting a sack fly there.
Yeah, it's a sack fly and double play.
Yeah, I would not be happy. I would rather have first and second one out right now than first and two outs.
So. Right. Noah Young, a left-hander at the plate. The freshman bunts the ball, and the pitcher comes off the mound, picks it up, throws to first base, and got him by a half a stride.
That was
wow.
Nice,
that was
nice play by Moreland.
That was a close play. And for Young, he is retired on a bang-bang play there at first base to retire the side here. But in the fourth inning, one run after three consecutive singles by the Braves. They have four hits now in the ball game, but they do take the lead. As we go in the fifth inning, it'll be the number nine batter, followed by the top of the lineup coming up for the Mustangs. Justin Siena, 1, and San Marin, 0.
Well, back here at Braves Field, 1-0 Braves. They just took it, took the lead in the bottom of the fourth. They had the bases loaded, nobody out, and Lopez had a sack fly to right field. So they're on top, going to the top of the fifth inning.
The RBI for Lopez on a double play. You don't usually give an RBI on a double play.
You don't, but it would have to be, you know, like a ground ball double play. I think on somebody on a sack fly, you reward definitely hitter on that. He did his job by driving the ball to the outfield.
Yeah. And I agree. So here in the fifth inning, Jason Bernardi, who had one of the three hits that the Mustangs have managed so far, They had one hit and two walks in the first inning, a single in the second, a single and a walk in the third, but went down 1-2-3 then in the fourth inning. Hilliard on the mound.
I bet you if you asked Jamie Vitone last inning that...
Takes a strike.
Right. That you'd only give up one run with the bases loaded and nobody out, he would be happy with that for sure. So this is San Marin. If they want to get something going, this is where it usually starts with the nine hitter, you know, especially with your leadoff guy coming up. So this is really important to try to get the leadoff guy off out here.
Bernardi had that base hit to left field back in the second inning. That came with two outs in the inning. Hits are even at three apiece. The ball is hit out of play off to the right.
That was a good pitch. It was down and away.
Mustangs coming into this game in league play with five wins. The Braves in league play with two wins coming into this contest. Hilliard's delivery just missed the outside corner. He wanted that one.
Yeah, it was a little outside, but it's a good pitch. Good 1-2 pitch.
Yeah. Here's the leadoff batter with a 2-2 delivery, waiting and swinging and missing. The ball is dropped by the catcher. He's going to have to hurry his throw down to first, and he is safe.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate. You know, you make a great pitch, strike a guy out, and, you know, catcher tried to do as good as he could. You know, just got behind him and enough for the for the catcher not to be able to pick it up right away and throw it. And so you know, can't really fault him on that.
But you just have to give him an error.
It's a wild pitch. So
how do you get a strikeout?
It's a strikeout wild pitch is what it is, because it hit the dirt. So you can't fault the catch.
All right. We'll take the error away and put it as a wild pitch. And that was the leadoff batter. So Bernardi.
And I've seen more big innings started by the nine hitter leading off an inning, because now you've turned the batting over. So
top of the lineup, Moylan, the left-handed batter, pitch to him, takes outside.
And you know, it's what I found with young players is it's really difficult for them to get over something like this. Like Jeremy talked about big innings and stuff. As a pitcher, you have to understand you did your job. You struck the guy out. Unfortunately, the guy gets on base. Now you just got to bear down a little bit.
Moylan is 0-2.
Yeah, you try not to compound things here. You know, limit the damage.
Well, he takes ball three, so it's 3-0 to Moylan with Bernardi over at first and nobody out, and Franks on deck. Right-hander on the mound, Hilliard delivers, and it's over for a called strike. It's Moylan started down to first base. That was a good pitch, though.
It was a good pitch. He's probably just trying to sell it. It's a 3-0 automatic take, so he figures, you know, try to sell it.
Looks down to Jamie Vitone, coaching down at third base. Here's the pitch to him. That missed, and that's ball four. That advances Bernardi down in scoring position at second base with nobody out. Yeah. That was the fourth walk given up by Braves pitching so far this afternoon.
Yeah. Jeremy Taysen's going to go out to the mound, try to settle his young pitcher down, and probably set his defense. You probably got to anticipate something going on here with your two-hitter. Maybe a bunt, maybe a hit and run, but. Yeah, I think it's a good time for Jeremy to go out there and talk to his pitcher. So he's talking. I'm looking at his body language and his hand signals. Looks like he's talking about bunt coverages right here. So,
well, you'll have a chance on Saturday to do some more talking on the radio. You're going to be Kent Fry's guest on the Sports Vine.
Yeah, I think I kind of shamed him into it at the dinner a couple weeks ago. So, you know, just said, hey, you know, I've never been asked to be on there, so it's like it'd be kind of nice to, you know, talk shop. And you know, I like Kent. Kent and I will, if you want to have a good time, tune in, because Kent and I kind of go back and forth on some stuff, especially when it comes to the Giants Dodger.
9-10 on Saturday on KVON. All right, here we go now. Hilliard on the mound, working from the stretch, and the delivery is inside, almost hit Franks.
Yeah, just almost. He tried to wear it, but just not quite. Inside enough. So it looks like he's swinging away, though. So
Franks had a base hit in the first inning, flied out to the center fielder then in the third inning, and the delivery and the ball is
hit to left
field for a base hit. Left fielder playing shallow picks it up and will quickly get it back into the infield, and that will hold Bernardi over at third base while Moylan advances to second base, and Franks with his second hit in the ball game has the bases loaded and nobody out. Justin Siena in the lead, 1-0. But right now, the lead looks a little shaky.
Yeah, definitely. Again, you know, you try to limit the damage here. You know, if you can get out of this with only giving up a run, it's a success.
Schmidt is the batter. Swings and misses.
And, you know, unfortunately, they're going to have to get four outs because the runner at third actually struck out right. Bernardi and got on base via the wild pitch.
Schmidt at the plate, and he hits the ball foul off to the right. That goes 0-2.
Yeah, it's great to get up, you know, up in the count here. Now he can kind of go for the strikeout, and that's really what you're looking for here. If you get a strikeout here, it changes the inning.
Lozovoy is on deck. He's been up twice and has walked twice. Schmidt has walked and had a base hit in his two at-bats. There's the breaking pitch. Stayed up just a little high. Boy, he wanted that one.
It was definitely up. It's a good pitch, though. You know, I think if you can throw a ground ball here, you know, maybe you get a couple outs and give it. You know,
but the way that they're playing in, the infielder is playing a bit in, so I could get through the infield quickly. Ball is dropped there. Pitch was outside. But
yeah, it was a while, you know, ball's in the dirt. And so it's a good job by Sebastian Bond by blocking that pitch because that saved a run.
Bases loaded. Bernardi at third. Moylan at second. Franks at first. Schmidt at the plate. On the mound, Toby Hilliard. Rocks into motion, delivers, swing and a miss, and he got him out of there on strike.
A big strikeout.
Huge
right there.
Strikeout there, but we have to see what happens now with Lozovoy, who has been up twice and has walked twice.
Yeah, striking out the three-hitter there. Schmidt's batting 333. That's a huge out. So, but now you have the four-hitter.
Hilliard looking in, and his first delivery, the fastball, missed outside.
Lozovoy, you know, he's walked twice. But this is what you'd want as a definitely a coach, your four-hitter up with some ducks on the pond.
Ball is nubbed down to the pitcher. He runs over the ball and missed it, and then picks it up and was able to get the runner at first base. But on the play, Bernardi came in to score. I thought he had a play at home at first.
Yeah, I think that's the right play, though. You know, swing and bunt, you know, take the out at this point. You know, it's a tough play for him to turn around. And Bernardi, as we saw, can really get down the line.
Yep.
So, you know, at that point, take the out, two outs.
And the ball is hit foul down the left field line. But Tony made a stab at that ball, but he didn't really want to make contact.
Yeah, those are those ones, Jack, like are just out of your reach.
Yeah.
You know? Darn it, I would have made the play if arm would have been a little longer.
McAndrew at the plate. Popped up to the second baseman, hit into a double play, and takes the pitch down low. Evens the count, 1-1.
Yeah,
and that's the score of the ball game, 1-1 now here.
The Braves can get out of this, you know, it's key, you know.
Runners at second and third with two down here in the fifth inning. On the mound is Toby Hilliard. On the base at third is Moylan. At second base is Franks. The batter is Bo McAndrews. And he takes ball two.
Yeah, it's Sebastian Bond working hard back there. Behind the dish is the catcher blocking balls.
Yeah. Here's the next pitch in too tight. Ball three. 3-1. Well, bad one would load him back up. Brings up Peterson.
Actually, they're going to intentional walk him.
Yeah. That'll load him up. It's the second walk in the inning of the fifth walk in the game.
Here comes Jeremy Tayson out. Looks like he's going to make a pitching change. Looks like he's going to bring in Natuzzi from second base.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dunkel, as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, did a great job on Tuesday of this week with pitching against Novato in that 3-0 win.
You know, but he threw 70 pitches or so. So, you know, and one day rest, I definitely wouldn't be using him here today. He's too valuable to you as a player and a pitcher. And, you know, tomorrow he might be ready for at least for an inning, but he's just too soon.
Well, let's see where Toby Hilliard goes as they're making the shift, but Hilliard's going to stay out there. Will Natuzzi, right-hander, getting his warm-ups. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here to Braves Field to continue the fifth inning with the bases loaded and two out and the score tied 1-1. Well, not only do we have a change in the pitcher, we have a change in the batter that's coming to the plate.
Yeah, Justin Kizer coming to the plate, pinch hitting for Peterson, it looks like. And Kaiser's, he's got a .333 batting average.
Wow.
So, and Peterson only has a .172. So it looks like that Jamie likes this matchup. And so see what Natuzzi can do.
They have McAndrew running at first base, Franks at second base, and Moylan, the pitcher, at third base. One run is home. It tied up the game at a run apiece. And Kizer, the pinch hitter, a right-handed batter, coming to the plate. Peterson, while he was in there, had flied out to the right fielder and grounded out short to first. So we have Will Natuzzi getting set on the mound, towing the rubber. He'll work from the stretch now with runners occupying all the bases. No place to put Kizer as the pitch is taken for a strike.
That's a good pitch, down and in.
Kizer wanting to take a look at it, see what he's got. Kizer is a junior. Justin Kizer at the plate with two down here and the bases loaded. And the pitch, Brent Bunsen runs away. There's a throw at the plate and safe as the ball popped away from Sebastian Bond.
Yeah, and Moylan scored, and, you know, Moylan's leading off, so he's probably pretty quick. He got a great jump on that. He read that dirt ball, and as soon as it got away, he was on the move.
Yeah, it's too bad as Natuzzi comes in and throws that wild pitch.
Yeah, and it was a good pitch. It's just, you know, you as a catcher, you just try to keep it in front, and it didn't get away that far.
No.
You know, you got to credit Moylan for being aggressive on that.
For the first time, the Mustangs have the lead now at 2-1, but they have two runners in scoring position, and Kizer at the plate with one ball and one strike, and the pitch just missed outside.
That looked like a good pitch. This is a key at bat right here. If Justin Sand can get out of this only down 2-1, they're okay, but if you get a base hit here and they're down 4-1, that's tough.
Wyatt Hill is on deck. Two outs. The 2-1 offering, the ball is hit towards center field. Center fielder coming in, getting under it, and he'll make the put out. So John Horn out in center field makes the put out of Kizer, and that will retire the sides here as they come up with two runs in the inning. There was just one hit in the inning, two walks, and a wild pitch that allowed one run to score on a strikeout as seven batters came to the plate for the Mustangs, producing two runs. We go into the bottom half of the fifth, and it's the bottom third of the lineup coming up for the Braves, now trailing San Marin 2-1.
Well, it looks like that we have a new pitcher on the mound, Ira Tyler Abell. He looks like he's probably their ace. He's thrown 31 innings this year. He's 2-0. He's had eight appearances. He has 20 strikeouts in 31 innings. So it looks like that he's coming in for a possible save situation.
Yeah, well, Matt, it was Connor Moylan that looked pretty good out there for four innings, allowed the one run to the Braves. And they had three of their four hits all came last inning.
Yeah, so I think this is a good move by San Marin. You know, a couple times through the order, you know, Jamie probably got what he wanted out of him, and now it looks like you bring in one of your seniors, top pitchers, to try to close this thing out into the bottom of the fifth.
Looks like we have a different catcher, too. Yeah. We're not getting...
Is that Moylan, maybe, came in to catch?
I can't tell. He's got his protector on there that goes around the back, covers up all the numbers, so we don't have any numbers there to relate to. But the catcher,
it looks like Moylan, and the reason why I say that is because the front of his jersey is dirty, and he just slid at home plate to score the second run. So I think it's Moylan has now gone into catch.
I think you're probably right there. So from one battery position to another. Max Catalucci takes on the outside corner, strike one.
That's a good pitch, right on the outside corner.
Castellucci, a strikeout victim back in the second inning, leading off here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, his team trailing it 2-1 here at Braves Field on a sunny Thursday afternoon. From Napa, California, along with Alan Rossi, This is Ira C. Smith. Right-hander. A bell. Ooh. Pitches up high.
I don't know what that was, if it was supposed to be a changeup or definitely released it real early.
Tyler Abell is a senior, tall, slender, right-hander, rocks into motion, kicks that left leg and deliver, and the pitch just a little outside.
It was a little up, too, I think.
Two balls and a strike. Leadoff batter, Max, with two X's, Catalucci. Castellucci gets ready, and the pitch is on the outside corner for a called strike two.
Again, right on the outside corner. Castellucci doesn't like that pitch, but looks like it's a good pitch.
That makes the count two balls, two strikes. Abell rocks into motion, and the pitch way up high. That was easy take there for Castellucci.
Yeah, and Castellucci worked a full count here.
His sister is assistant general manager of the professional baseball team in Napa, the Silverados.
Yeah, Megan Castellucci, real successful. And
here's the pitch, and the ball is hit back to the pitcher off his glove. Second baseman comes in, fields it, his throw to first base. Still had time to get him.
Yeah, unfortunately, Castellucci didn't get down the line very good, so.
Yeah, he just nipped him, but it went off the pitcher's glove, which really slowed the ball down. The second baseman, Lazovoy, came in, fielded the ball, and got it over to Peterson, the first baseman, in time to just nip Castellucci for the first out. Natuzzi, looking for that first hit yet, takes up high for ball one. Natuzzi, who came into the action there, that last inning as the pitcher. And the pitch to him is hit foul, out of play. You could straighten that out just a little bit. Might have gone down the right field line for his first hit of the season.
Definitely good contact there.
He was a strikeout victim leading off the second inning. 0 for 16 on the season. He is due. 5'6 junior waits on the pitch, and here it comes, and he watches the call strike. Sebastian Bond on deck for the Braves, guy that came in for John Horn there at the catcher's position. One down, nobody on. The 1-2 pitch down low, 2-2. Braves trailing 2-1 now here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and it's two balls, two strikes with one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tyler Abell pitches, and it just missed. Full count, 3-2.
Gone full count on the first two batters, you know.
Braves Jeremy Tyson pacing up and down there at the box and doing a little clapping there. And the pitch, the ball is hit foul down by Tyson. He tried to kick it away. So the count holds now at three balls, two strikes, and one out. Or if you go the other way, it's 1-2-3. But you don't go that other way. Here comes the delivery, and that's down a little low. And so Natuzzi, representing the potential tying run, is down at first base. Sebastian Bond flying out to the right fielder. Coming up to the plate now. And then the top of the order on deck, Asher Sutter, who is due.
Yeah, so it's, you know, this is where you can start a rally right here, 8-9, and then you turn the order back over.
Yeah, if he can get on, he takes the pitch just missed outside.
Yeah, that was a little outside. That's a good take by Bond.
Tyler Abell at the plate, or at, we should say on the mound, looking into the plate. Bond, the batter, as the 6'1 sophomore levels the bat. One ball, no strike from the stretch. The release, and missed again for 2-0 count.
Yeah, definitely Abell struggling for sure. So and actually, Jamie Vitone is going to go out and talk to to Ubbin.
Yeah, yeah. You point that out, and Vitone, realizing that too, is going out there to say something to Ubbin.
Yeah, he's talking about mechanics here or something with his arm. You know, he's just not getting out in front, getting over his front foot, mm-hmm. hanging back a little bit. It's usually a sign of fatigue, I've noticed, with pitchers. So let's see if
this is Abel's first inning of work, though.
Yeah, but he might have pitched on Tuesday, yeah. Possibly.
Well, he's a right-hander and has had quite a few innings this season.
He does. 31 innings. Leads the team.
Yeah, whereas Connor Moylan had only had 7 innings prior to today. He got 4 innings of work in. Here's the 2-0 offering. And that missed for 3-0. Well, now we'll see if Taysen gives the take signs. It could be an automatic two.
Yeah, therefore. I would be taking 2 here. I'd let Abel struggle a little bit. 9 hitter.
Here's Bond next to it. Ooh, it almost hit him. Came way inside. An easy take for the second walk in the inning. And that's the second in the ballgame, as they had not had a walk in the first 4 innings.
See, looks like that there's something going on in the San Marin dugout. Looks like they're getting somebody who's going to go down and get loose.
The Braves are going to make a change in a runner there, as it is Mario Smuts, a 5'11 junior, that's going in to run for Natuzzi.
Natuzzi will probably re-enter. Probably just want to get him off the bases since he's the pitcher.
Center at the plate now. The leadoff batter is 0-for-2 for the Braves, who trail 2-1 here in the fifth inning. Abel on the mound, checks the runner at second. And the shortstop cuts in behind him, and they nearly got it. They got him.
Yep.
Boy, you put the pinch runner in there, what happens? He gets picked off right away.
That is just
a no-no.
Yeah. As a coach, you just sit there and go, well, that didn't work.
No.
You know, you got a pitcher that's struggling. You come in a pinch run and you get picked off. It's actually, you throw to first, almost pick the runner off of first.
Yeah. Well, that could have stopped what could have been a big inning.
It's deflating. It's deflating to your team. You know, you got the momentum, San Marin scrambling to get somebody in the bullpen, and next thing you know, 2 outs, runner at first base instead of first and second, 1 out.
There goes the runner. The pitch is hit toward the left center. It's going to be
that
in there. Might be extra bases. Rounding second is a Bond. He's being waved home. He rounds third. Here comes the throw in. Shortstop has it. He's not going to make a play at the plate. He watches Sutter as he holds up there at second base with an RBI double, and we're tied up.
Yeah, that's a good piece of hitting by Sutter there. Actually saved the Braves there. Now got
If that other runner had not been picked off, why, the Braves would have had the lead back.
And now they got what I feel is their best hitter in Dunkel,
who's just a sophomore, left-handed batter. Lead run, Sutter, at second base. Got to watch that shortstop. Bernardi's the one that cut in behind Smuts on that pickoff play that was successful for the Mustangs from San Marin. 2-2 the score. The hits are also even at 4 apiece. Dunkel has one of those hits, and he hits the ball down to the second baseman, plays it on an easy high hop over to first for the out, and Nolan Dunkel's retired 4-3 to end the fifth inning. In that inning, though, one run scored. There was just the one hit, the double, but a couple walks in the inning. And we go to the sixth inning, and the bottom third coming up to the plate for San Marin of Novato, all tied at 2 apiece. You're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Along with Alan Rossi, this is Ira C. Smith here at Braves Field in Napa, California, as we move into the top half of the sixth inning with Wyatt Hill, Willie Chesterolo, and Jason Bernardi, the scheduled batters for the Mustangs.
Looks
from
like maybe Sam Marin's bringing up a pinch hitter. Looks like Caden Franceschini.
Let's see.
Franceschini.
Franceschini.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Could be Franceschini too. So
yeah.
Anyway.
No, I asked the coach ahead of time on those kind of names. In fact, the same with Justin Kaiser. You know, you look at him; they could be Kaiser.
Yep.
And Christian Pedersen looks like it could be Pedersen. P-E-D-E-R.
Yep.
So I try to get those names clarified ahead of time, and it's Jeffrey Suter. It's S-U-T-E-R for San Marino.
We have a Suter and a Sutter.
Yeah. So it's Wyatt Hill, 0 for 2, batting in the number 7 slot.
Actually, this is a pinch hitter. This is Caden.
That's right. We mentioned that.
Franceschini.
Yeah. He's a right-handed batter. He waits to see as the pitch comes in. He bunts the ball down the third baseline. Third baseman has it and drops it.
I tell you, that's a base hit, Ira, because there was no way they were going to throw him out. He really flew down the line.
Okay. All right. Good job by Alex Curley of coming in on it, but as you say, he did not.
Yeah,
really
there's no way. I was kind of looking at the play, and I'm going, even if he feels that, he's not throwing him out. So I would expect with that speed that he'll probably be looking to maybe possibly steal second base.
Yeah. Infield bunt. Single.
Playing Rossi ball again. I like it.
Chester Rolo, who is 0 for 2. Natuzzi on the mound looking to pitch outside. The batter shows.
There he goes. Runner's going. It's a fake.
And the ball gets away from the catcher again.
Yeah, fake bunt just to get the runner to second base, and now they will be bunting. As a coach, you know that at this point. You're thinking, you know, you've got the 8 hitter up there.
Yeah, no play on Wyatt Hill down, or rather, check that on Franceschini.
Yeah, so you have to anticipate that they'll be bunting here. The 0-1 pitch.
And the pitch way outside. A good stop that time.
Actually, did not square.
Bond.
So it doesn't look like they are bunting. It looks like they're hitting away.
The pitcher on the mound is Will Natuzzi, the third pitcher for the Braves. Tommy Lopez started. Toby Hilliard came in for him. And Will Natuzzi now on the mound with one ball and one strike count on Cesterolo.
Better keep an eye at second base, too. He's still third base.
Here's the hesitation. The pitch in the dirt, and it gets by the catcher again, making it easily to third base is Franceschini. Caden Franceschini is a senior. He's also a pitcher. He is a right-hander, and he can play in the outfield as well. Normally, if they shift him into outfield position, it's usually a center field where they utilize him.
Braves are going to bring the infield in here, Ira, which I think you have to do in the top of the sixth inning.
This is a bell at the plate.
It is, yes. A bell came in the pitch.
Yeah. And the pitch in a little tight.
3-1.
A bell. Batting for the first time in the game with teammate at third base and nobody out, and we're tied at 2-2. And the pitch up too high, and he walked. So that by the Braves is the sixth walk they have given up in the ball game. 2 in the first. They had 1 in the third, 2 in the fifth, 1 here in the sixth inning.
Yeah, and you know, even though sometimes the walks don't hurt you, you know, they don't score or whatever, but what it does, Ira, it turns that lineup over again. And so, you know, now Sam Marin is going, you know, this fourth time they'll be turning the order over here. And after, you know, the nine here gets up, and so those walks, that's what it creates. It just creates turning that order over, and you try to avoid as many times you can have that order turnover.
Jason Bernardi, shortstop.
They could run a safety squeeze here. Sam Marin's known to do that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's squaring right now.
He shows bunt. The pitch, there goes the runner down the second. They're going to throw down there, and he slides in safely under the throw. The runner held at third base, but they did make a play on a bell down at second.
And that was a good play. That was Sebastian Bott made a nice throw.
Bernardi was up there last time with a wild pitch on a strikeout, and he eventually came in to score. Pitch just missed.
Pitch.
So Natuzzi falls behind now with two balls and no strikes. Runners at second and third base for the Mustangs, and nobody out here in the sixth inning. Here is the pitch. Up a little high, not much, but it goes to 3-0.
Yeah, and this is dangerous right here. You've got the nine hitter up with leadoff coming up.
Top of the order on deck. Jason Bernardi, the shortstop. 1-for-2. And the pitch, outside corner for a called strike one.
Yeah, it was a good take and a good pitch. So Natuzzi's got a challenge here.
Uncle playing first base.
I've never seen a shortstop, Sutter, playing that. He's in as close as he can get.
Here's the pitch, and he missed up high to throw the second consecutive batter to walk here for the Mustangs in the sixth inning.
And here comes Taysen out again. He's wearing a path out there today. I know that feeling.
Yeah, and that's going to be it for Natuzzi. So he'll go back to second base. He's going to call the left fielder. And or they're going to make a shift in left field.
Looks like
going
Hernandez.
Out into left field is Hernandez, who started out the game in left field. Antonio Hernandez is back out there. And going into the dugout is Toby Hilliard.
And Lopez is going to third.
Wholesale shifts around here now on the defensive side of the diamond.
And new pitcher is Curley.
So, Alexander Curley, let's see what he has done. He's a 5'8 junior, weighs about 140 pounds, not a big bill.
No, throws pretty well, though.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, let's...
Curley on the year. You know, he's 0-1, but he has a good ERA, 2.10. So, he's... let's see how many strikeouts he has here. So he's had four appearances. Yeah. So it. Let's see how many strikeouts. They don't have that on them. So, it's all or nothing here for the Braves. They can't afford to have a beginning here late in the game. So.
The bases loaded, nobody out, and the top of the lineup
coming up. Yeah.
Okay.
And Moylan coming up, who's batting 355 on the year.
Who walked the last time and scored. Scored their second run, and we're tied right now at 2-2. The hits are even at 4-4. Alex Curley is the fourth pitcher used by the Braves. Tommy Lopez, Toby Hilliard, Will Natuzzi, and now Alex Curley. Spells Curley K-I-R-L-E-Y, not the C. He's a right-hander. Well, he's taken his allocation as far as the pitches.
Nine warm-up pitches.
Getting set for Moylan. Come to the plate. Moylan was going to be the pitcher of record. He was the starting pitcher. Then the Braves came in and tied it up. They actually trailed in at one point. 2-1 did the Mustangs. Braves set, and here comes the first pitch, and it's over strike one. Came in with a fastball to Moylan.
He did, and he's going from the windup, which I never did like that in this situation. You know, I like the stretch, try to keep that guy closer at third so you can have a play at the plate, but
yeah,
maybe he feels comfortable.
He takes his full windup. Yeah. And tried the breaking pitch that time and missed a little high. Well, the bases are full with Franceschini at third base, Abel at second, Bernardi at first, and the pitch is taken. Ball two.
Curly, he's got a live fastball.
Yeah.
He throws very, very
well. There's no place to put Moylan. Bases are loaded. We're tied up. 2-2 here in the sixth inning. Rocks into motion. Takes his full wind. Pitches over or a strike with the fast one.
Yeah, it's a good pitch. So 2-2.
Two balls, two strikes. Unfortunately for the Braves.
I tell you, the right fielder's playing and the center fielder pretty shallow, Ira.
Yeah, left fielder back a little bit. Breaking pitch way outside.
You got a guy that throws pretty hard and the leadoff guy who's batting 355. They must know something more than I know. But
You could hit it over the center fielder's head. I don't think you can get it over the left fielder's head.
The right field is definitely shallow.
Yeah. Here comes the wind and the 3-2 delivery, and the pitch is over for strike three. Yep. And Moylan is called out on strikes here in the sixth inning with the bases loaded.
Moylan's not happy, but it's a strike.
That's just the second strike out that the third strike out the Braves have had today. Came at an opportune time. One more would be a help.
Yeah,
Franks
is up.
He's had two hits and three at-bats.
And he has two home runs on the year.
And the pitch to him, breaking pitch outside. Nice stop behind the plate that time.
Yeah. So Franks is probably their power guy. Got 16 hits, 16 RBIs, and two home runs.
Just a sophomore. He's about 6'1 in height. The right-hander waits on Curley's pitch and caught the outside corner.
That's a good pitch.
Yeah.
I like the way he throws. He keeps the ball down.
And he's got velocity on the
ball. He has velocity and the ball's down. So for the batter to try to lift that ball, it's most time to pop up. If not, he beats it in the ground. You got an opportunity for a double play.
Here's the next pitch. Ooh!
Hit him.
Came in, hit him, and that's going to produce a run as Franks was hit by a pitch ball. And the Mustangs take a one-run lead.
That's got to hurt. That hit, look like he hit him right in the elbow, but he's not rubbing it. He's trying to, to play tough down there. But
Franceschi has come in to score, and Abel goes down to third base, and Bernardi down to second base, and Josh Franks gets an RBI.
That's unfortunate. But
You hate to see that. Jake Schmidt. 1-for-2, single in the third, had a walk in the first, struck out in the fifth inning. Right-handed batter with one down, the bases still loaded. No, fast one missed for ball one.
Curley just a junior, too.
Yeah. Right-hander. Not too many seniors on this Braves roster. The next pitch, it hit him. It's two consecutive batters hit by the pitch ball. And that brings in another run and an RBI for Schmidt.
Yeah, just too many free passes today, Ira, for the Braves.
Yeah, that allows Abel to score. Bernardi goes down to third base. Franks is over at second. Schmidt is safe at first base. And their power hitter, Lozovoy, takes ball one. Lozovoy walked in the first, walked in the third, hit the ball back to the pitcher and got an RBI in the fifth inning. His team ahead now 4-2 as two runs have crossed the plate here in the sixth inning, and the pitch is up high for a ball. The hits are still even at, let's see, one, two, three, four, no, five. The Mustangs have taken the lead in that. They got a hit in this inning for their fifth hit in the game. Scoreboard is wrong. There's a throw down to first base. Sliding back in under the throw is Jake Schmidt.
Yeah, the San Marin scored two runs on this inning, and they haven't. They had a bunt, and that's it. The rest of them have been walked or hit by pitch, I believe.
Lozovoy, a right-handed batter, his team leading 4-2. As the 3-0 count comes in, he takes and it's a called strike. Well, a bad one would bring in another run as they're loaded with Bernardi at third, Franks at second, and Schmidt over at first base. Lozovoy takes he swings and hits the ball foul to go out of play down the right field line. Full count now, big pitch coming up for Alex Curley, the right-hander for the Braves.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you've got to try to get an out here or try to limit the damage here and keep it a 4-2 game. 3-2 pitch, one out.
Right-hander against right-hander. The 3-2 delivery stayed up high, and there is the third walk in the inning, and two hit batsmen, so there have been five passes as far as only one hit, and that was to the leadoff batter.
It was a bunt.
Yeah, that's right. So that moves Franks down to third base, Schmidt over to second base. Lozovoy is safe at first base. And
there's
McAndrews
a base hit.
Hits the ball down the left field
bases.
Line. It's going to be in there for extra bases by McAndrews. One run scored. Coming around third. Coming in to score is Schmidt. He gets in. Going in, standing up at third base is Matt Lozovoy. And two more runs have scored as Franks and Schmidt both crossed home plate. And Lozovoy got around as far as third base and standing on second base with two RBI double is McAndrew, breaking the game open somewhat here in the inning.
Yeah, and this was what Jeremy was talking pregame, that staying away from the big inning. And unfortunately, there's a crooked number on the board, five runs in the sixth inning for San Marino, and they're still up.
Swing and a miss by Kaiser up for his second time in the game. Came on in the fifth inning, replacing Peterson. They've done this with just two hits. Three walks and two hit batsmen. Well, they've got an open base anyway at first base now, but
they've given enough free passes. I think you want to go after the batter here.
Five runs have scored already here in the sixth inning, making it a 7-2 game. The pitch he tried to hold up, but he went around for a strike.
A 1-2 pitch coming up.
Justin Kaiser, a junior, steps out of the box, looks down to Vitone. Jamie, fifth-year coach for San Marin, 12th year in the program. And the breaking pitch swung at, missed. The first base is open, so the catcher has to pick it up and throws it over the head of the first baseman, allowing another run to score without the benefit of a hit. That was with a strikeout. And
that's definitely an error by the catcher.
Yeah.
I threw it high and...
Not taking anything away from Sebastian Bond behind the plate, but Horn was doing such a good job. I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah, I don't, unless he didn't start, maybe, we didn't see it or whatever, because I caught that in, the second or third inning, so I thought it was Horn who started.
Well, on that throw, two more runs have scored.
Actually, one more scored.
One came in, that's right, because there was just a runner at two runners on at that time.
So first and third here. Top of the 6-8-2 San Marin, scoring six runs so far in the sixth inning.
And the pitch is taken for a strike. This is Franceschini's second at-bat here in this inning.
He started it all with a bunt single.
He did, and came around, scored the first of the six runs that they have scored so far, and they have two runners on. Pitch outside, gets past the catcher. Runner from third comes in and scores another one. The Rays have had too much of that today.
Yeah, that's a wild pitch.
And they have done all of this with two hits, the bunt single and a double in the inning, producing seven runs so far. Still only one out in the inning. Here's the hesitation and the pitch. The ball is bunted to the backstop. Foul ball. Now, while the MCAL does not have the 10-run rule, KVON does. We do.
We've implemented that, huh?
Yeah. And, so if it looks like the game's out of hand, we will bow out in favor of Warriors basketball, which isn't all that bad. Here's the pitch. The ball is hit to the third baseman. Fields it. He tries to tag the runner. He missed there, the throw to first base. And was looking to the umpire to see what he signaled.
Well, probably argue that he went out of the baseline. I think I would argue that. I don't know if Jeremy's going to do that or not.
He was safe over at first base.
Yeah, so.
Are you going to give him a hit on that?
You cannot get a hit. It's either a fielder's choice or it's an error. And I would probably go towards the fielder's choice, but.
All right. Well,
you cannot give him a hit.
You'll give him a hit?
I could not give him a hit.
Oh, you can't. Okay. No. man. You know, he didn't hit the ball out of the infield, and they're going to make a change, yeah. And we're going to see another pitcher come in.
It looks like Ethan Wesson.
And we've got Warriors basketball coming up, so we're going to bow out of here as this inning is just breaking it all wide open. It was a close game, 2-2, coming into the sixth inning. 10 batters have batted so far, and there's still only one out here in the sixth inning.
Seven runs and one ball has left the infield.
Yeah, Curley looked good when he came right out there at first.
And he did. I think
a lot of that was not his problem.
Yeah, I think he's got good stuff. You know, he struck out the first batter and then hit the next two guys after that, which was not good. So
yeah. Well, we're at 9-2. While it's not the 10-run rule, we do have Warriors basketball. And since the Warriors in the playoff and this inning is well out of hand, I think we're just going to wrap it up now and join Tim Roy and see what the Warriors can do. So, Alan Rossi, we'd like to thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love coming out here and doing these games. This is my passion.
Going to look forward to your appearance on the Sports Find Saturday at 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock on with Kent Fry and the crew.
Yeah, you should. It'd be fun, you know. Yeah. Kent did ask me, and he said, you know, it's all about having fun, and I said, fun's my middle name.
Okay. All right, so that's going to wrap it up here at Braves Field. Close game till now, and then San Marin just opening it up, sending 10 batters to the plate, and so far they've scored 7 runs in the inning, and they still have runners on the corners and only one out. So that's our story. Our thanks to Charles Kennedy, our engineer, and to our KVON sports boosters. We invite you to stay tuned as it's Golden State Warriors basketball on the way. The Warriors lead that best of 7 series 2-0. They're playing tonight in San Antonio. Our score at this point in the top of the sixth inning is San Marin Mustangs 9 and the Justin Center Braves of Napa 2.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.